Regular meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Committee to order. It is April 17th at 7:15 PM. And we have present, I was going to say live, but we're all live. We have present here in the town hall. Myself, Ross Lally, Chair, Bob Mora from Board of Selectmen, Amanda Thornton from Board of Selectmen, Rodney Fournier, our first selectman, Tyler Egner, member at large of the Finance Committee. And you have Ashley Phelan present, who is a member from the Board of Ed. And online, we have Rhea Klein, Jill Collins. Rhea's from the Board of Ed, too, on our committee member. We have Jill Collins, our CFO, and we also have Mary Johnston, our board clerk. And I don't think I missed anybody. And I don't know if is Jim going to be here or no.
I don't have that answer.
I
don't think so, Ross.
Okay. I somehow had the feeling he might not be, and I wasn't sure, but we will get started. So I will ask if there is any public participation. There is no member of the public present in here except the Rodney, if he wants to pretend he's for the public put his public hat on instead of
no questions available.
Selectman hat. And I do also just note that Kristen Heck just joined us, our superintendent of schools, short timer that she is. And no public participation. We can move on to the approval of the minutes for our April 10th special meeting. And I've been trying to keep up with the minutes from 1 week to the next so we don't wind up with a pile.
I have a minor correction.
Yes, sir.
On the second page, Amanda responded too. She made a motion and it was passed unanimously, but we don't have who seconded it.
Except that the motion wasn't real. I removed it because that number is not FY25 expenditures. It was the FY26 revenue without taxes, which we determined we didn't need to approve. So that can just be,
Okay. I couldn't quite figure out what that was. Okay.
Yeah, it was the FY26 revenue without taxes.
Normal.
So do you want to remove that whole line?
That whole line.
Yes.
We did mention that figure. Do you want to leave that figure in?
No.
We didn't act.
We don't need to.
So
okay.
You don't have to have it in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Because ultimately it's included in the 27 that's under 4B.
Okay.
So I'll move the adoption of the minutes with the proposed correction.
To 4A.
To 4A.
I'll second it.
So a motion made by Bob Morris, seconded by Amanda Gordon. Further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, so all the voting members present signified by saying aye, so it's unanimous. And again, just a reminder, I'm not a voting member at this time. So we can continue on to our elected official and town staff reports. So if Kristen or Rhea wants to lead off, or Ashley with our discussion of the Board of Education update, whoever is carrying the ball for that one.
Sure. I don't have much of an update. Kristen, do you have anything?
Just a reminder of the transfers that were that I shared with you all last week, and that's on the report. Just to call that out. That's really it. And we're 63% expended, just like we were last year at this time.
Anything else? I haven't looked. Continue on then with the tax collection summary. And while you guys are doing that, I am looking for something that Jill gave me to bring here, which was our transfer to the suspense fund. So,
mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the tax revenue?
Yep.
Okay, so current tax levy revenue, 99. So with the revised numbers, the tax revenue is at 99.89%. Motor vehicles at 99.30%. Supplemental is at 99.54%. Prior period, 94.44%. And interest and fees are at 96.16%. And everything seems to be going well. It's starting to slow down as it usually does at this time of the year for tax collection, but we've gotten a little bit more in. Any questions?
Is it this that you're looking for?
No.
You sure? Okay.
Yuck, hold on. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's in the packet.
Oh, good, because I have the original.
We can send you one.
But this one can work because it's fine. All right, thank you.
No, Ross, you lost the new one, the original already?
No, I think I left it sitting on. I was wearing my registrar's hat when you came in, and I think it's still sitting on my registrar's desk, unfortunately.
Oh, instead I thought you put it in your backpack. Finance, but that's okay.
It's in here.
Yeah, we got it here. I looked in my backpack, and it's now probably migrated to my living room, dining room table.
Okay.
Okay. No worries. We got it. Okay. So let us continue with the agenda. Second. So we just did tax collection summary town update.
Right.
Would you be able to share the other documents? John, I don't know if you have them at home.
Does the revenue statement, Jill, include our revised revenues or no?
Yes.
It does. Okay, thanks.
Yes. So this is the one with all of them.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know if there's any questions. Everything seems to be right on track where we expect the grants and all of that to come in. Or we've discussed things that came short or were over. If anybody has any questions?
Yeah. I mean, we've already looked at some of this when we were doing our planning for a proposed budget. We've been looking at this too as we've been going along at the high level. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any substantive changes from what we had looked at like a few days ago.
Now, this is just as of the end of March. We've talked about more recent numbers in the last meeting. So this is just up to March's revenue numbers.
Yeah, but there's still no real, yeah. I mean, this is more or less official as a, well, the other's official too, but this is a formal closeout for the end of March. And so there really wasn't much change from that time to what we discussed previously or late, you know, for the middle of April or first or second week of April, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So we're good with that?
Yep.
Okay. Expenditures, we're going to have a land use department is going to be short because we took on another town, I guess, and had to hire more people. So that is a line, or that department is going to be short, and we'll have to find some place to get the money to cover that.
Can you expand on that a little bit? I don't understand.
Is that the shared building assessor?
Right. Yes.
So then we have revenue.
Not the assessor, not the assessor, the building officials. So we have at Ashford, Andover, we took on Marlboro. And
but we're getting revenue to make up for the increase.
Yeah, we have revenue coming in, but generally like to do this.
But it wasn't in the budget.
Yeah, we generally try and do it within may have a transfer from one budget to another to do it. But which I think that's what Jim had in mind.
Right.
So you may get a notice of a transfer. Mm-hmm. We may get a notice of a transfer.
Are you okay with that, Ashley? Or do mm-hmm. you want okay, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
10,000 a month coming in.
Yeah, actually, that works as a benefit mm-hmm. for next year because mm-hmm. you're going to yeah. get additional dollars that.
Right, yeah, because we just started mid year. Part wait, oh. we started what recently with it?
Yeah, when
well, this should end up being 60,000.
Yeah,
10,000 a month.
So right. Yeah,
going to incur.
Yeah.
So it's a good.
That's a good thing.
And these are the transfers for the month of March.
Now that doesn't include the transfer I put in because for the
nope.
Inland says that's April. So
correct.
Yeah.
Interest for the month of March was $34,451.46.
Good. Yeah, so it looks like we're tracking to about half a mil.
Well, I don't think we have any problem making that.
No, but we have dished out mm-hmm. some money recently for the Stanford wrecking, so it yeah. may not yeah. be, it might be lower than 30,000 next time. But we'll see.
If it goes 25, 20,
yep.
and, yeah, we'll and still... something other, you're still yeah. over
yep.
half a yep. mil. Yeah. I don't see how we're not going right. to get over a half mil.
Exactly.
Which is more than we guessed at last right. because we were expecting lower interest rates. So. Yep.
We're about 12 million right now. By the end of the month, it'll be probably 11 million. Mm. We have a bond payment May 1st. And we do have the balloon checks for the teachers will be in the beginning of June, but we still have those big hitters.
Yeah, so these went under the totals column, the figures for April, May, and June. Are those are the estimates.
I'm sorry?
No.
No, those are reality. That's what's actually there.
Oh, never mind. That's 2024. Sorry, just wasn't looking at the headings properly. Sorry.
I did the exact same thing. Wait a minute. Okay.
So you're thinking it's going to be 11 million and something in April, end of April?
It could be because I know that we... I'm not sure the exact number of the AP that's going to happen on Tuesday, but I know there was a Stanford wrecking, there was another payment for the annex, and which isn't that large, but
yeah,
the Stanford wrecking, I know we paid for the manure pit, or is going yeah. to be paying for the manure pit in the next AP. I think those were the big ones. I'm just trying to remember quick.
I mean, 3 million drop in 1 month is a lot, even with.
Well,
she's got a bond.
Yeah, but that's just that. That's there's just what the bank saw. We had it as actual. Well, like I told you, it's 12 right now.
Oh, no, right.
So yeah. I could go in the bank and look at it, and we're at 12 million. It all, you know, there are checks out there that.
Yeah, kind of some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, we have bond payment and
mm-hmm.
other
things. And, and the reduced interest and the fees start when we get to what, 7 million?
Five.
Okay. How much of a drop does that go to?
Excuse me?
How much of a reduction in interest is that?
The only question is, you know how much when we get to five, the percentage change?
Zero. You get
There's
zero. You
right.
have to have 5 million in the bank.
Minimum
If you don't
balance.
have that 5 million, you get zero interest.
We generally have that, so.
Gotcha. Good to know. It's really scary. No, that's not a good one.
No, and it's also a challenge too, if depending on how long the referendum goes on and when we can start getting in tax revenue, and do we have to do a supplemental and all that other fun stuff.
If it be dragged on, right?
And we're hanging around that 5 million. Okay.
Okay, any questions for Jill on balances? Seems like we covered that. Looks like Jill is getting ready for us to go to the annual
Nope,
transfers.
nope. We don't have to. If there are any questions, I'll go back.
No, I'm not seeing any, so it looks like you're reading the mood of the room. Let's
I
keep
was.
this moving. Tomorrow is Good Friday. We got the Easter egg hunts to set up later. And the eggs aren't getting any cheaper the longer we wait, so.
Sorry about the plastic ones.
So then basically what this is, we're going, this is, you know, looks like we're going to have a, you know, the suspense fund is basically uncollected taxes. It's our liabilities. And I presume we need to vote on accepting this.
Correct.
Pretty small.
It's a, yeah, it's a very small
personal
number.
Personal property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
right.
Are
it's
we
a,
sure?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's motor vehicles, not property.
Well, the first one is motor is property. Property tax is $183. And then the motor vehicles is.
It's done a good job of collecting.
Personal property is different than real estate, right?
That's very little.
Oh, I was thinking that was.
Because the personal property doesn't include real estate, right? Or does it?
No, no,
no.
We
oh,
don't.
So
we don't.
It?
It's just.
It's just small. Business, personal.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Fine. I was going to say that doesn't make any sense.
I was like,
boats and other stuff like
that.
That.
Be,
yeah. So then,
well,
there's nothing for real estate.
Yeah.
I guess
there's nothing for real estate.
Zero? She's moving into suspension.
I don't believe
no,
so.
No uncollectible real estate taxes.
Nope.
Doesn't look like it.
So
everybody
being uncollectible means you can't foreclose and get it. So
well, they're not far enough.
And we don't have that. We, usually the real estate. Unless it's a really unique circumstances, you can eventually end up getting something through a court sale or whatever.
That makes sense.
You can have an auction.
Because
yeah.
It, when it comes to a foreclosure sale, town is first in line.
And most of these are moved out.
And the mortgage guy is behind you. That's why you generally, yeah, it's the mortgage, yeah. So
the bank becomes responsible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after you did that resolution, whatever was left over unpaid or collected is then effectively your suspense fund.
Right.
So there's nothing that's anywhere near that at the moment.
No,
is what
not,
we're
not
saying.
No, this is neat. So are we to ask to approve the?
Yes, yeah, so I will entertain a motion to approve the suspense fund list and amounts as submitted by Lori Bushnell, our tax collector, and this is for personal property and motor vehicles.
I'll make a motion to move $183.72 for three personal property accounts and $17,523.21 for 70 motor vehicle and supplemental motor vehicle accounts to the annual suspense account.
Do I have a second?
A second.
So a motion made by Amanda Gordon, second by Ashley Phelan. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So it's approved unanimously by all voting members. So there are no abstentions and no nays. So I am going to sign for this and I'm going to put it over in the little basket on Mr. Jim's door there.
question on these uncollected. So these were, some of these are from like 2014, 2015, the run. So is there like a cap? Is it like after 10 years, you say you need to, you know, we're not going to get this, or, you know?
I think that's the year of the vehicle, right?
Oh, it's the, that's the vehicle year, not the tax.
This is, it's
yeah.
the current
oh,
tax year, right?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's not the tax year they started looking for.
No. Mm-hmm.
So just because it goes to suspense doesn't mean that it's we won't collect it. Very often we still collect things that are in suspense.
Yeah, we're just provisioning for it okay. right now. Sorry, but this amount represents 20 this past year collectible tax, or it could be even prior to that.
I think that it's going into suspense. It's prior to that. Well, it's in our receivables. Up until now. So it won't okay. show as an active receivable, but if we get money in, which we frequently do after they go into suspense, it will still go in and be considered a receivable like it is any other.
And it's then just you adjust.
It's just we're instead of doing it to tax, say personal property or prior period tax, it'll just come out of the suspended number, because we'll do a journal entry putting it into suspense, but it will come out of there.
So basically, if any money comes in, you just reduce that liability we just approved tonight by any amount of revenue against it. Okay, let's move on to ongoing business. We'll do our discussion of FY20 tribe. If there's any need for further discussion of our, you know, budgets, this is related to next year's budget.
This year's budget.
I don't know what else we could do at this point because we already approved the number. And again, anything further on our FY20-26 budget expenditures and revenue. Then again,
not that we're going to change it, but we still don't have final numbers for benefits, I'm assuming. Did we get our dental and our vision? Have we gone?
Yes, I haven't had time to finish the calculation. We just received them the other day, and I have not had time.
And I know, Kristen, that's what we haven't done open enrollment yet. So we don't.
Well, it's progress.
That's progress.
So yep, we're getting there, but not where we want it to be by now.
Well, if you just get an idea of what the percentage difference is, but we won't know what that represents in real money until you finish your open enrollment.
We don't know. We got the grant for the band.
Yeah, we don't know if we got the grant for the band.
Correct. Yeah, but that's all those could happen in a week's time or 2 weeks.
And
time.
We have until the 10th to make the decision. Sorry? Until the 10th to finalize the budget.
That's correct.
Yep.
Yes, Amanda. That's correct.
So within that time frame, there's a decent shot we can.
As far as the town's concerned with the insurance, we don't have a lot of. We'll be able to have numbers more so than the school will. We don't have a lot of movement in our insurance.
But they came in where we budgeted for, didn't they? Mostly.
Percentage-wise.
Yeah.
Increase or whatever.
No, it was a little lower.
It was
A little lower.
Little bit lower. Okay.
And I presume we still don't know what the audited surplus is for 23-24.
No.
We got him the answer to all the questions.
Not all of them. No, he can't. Well, he came back. The ones that I did, all the first ones went. Then he came back with additional questions for us that I have a few more to eat. I had to leave work today, an emergency, so I wasn't able to finish those questions. I'll try to get to them tomorrow.
So there's two sets of questions. I believe you have some to answer and Jim Rupert has some.
Correct.
But we're not likely to have the audited actuals until the 10th.
It's too late.
No.
Yeah.
No. Because even after he puts
right, he's got
the puts it together, I have to go through the whole thing. So it takes a little bit of time.
And you're adjusting journal entries, right?
Correct. And that, yes, the journal entries and then going through it all put together.
Okay. It'll take long for me to come around.
That's right.
So do we have any further discussion on items 6A and B then? Sounds like no. I'm not seeing any. Rhea, any questions, Tyler? Then let's go on to public communication and outreach, which is 6C. And I haven't had a chance to look at what Tim had returned. Jill, I think you said you had a chance to look at it and had some questions and concerns.
I looked at it just quick. I saw some things that need to be corrected, but again, okay. I left, so I wasn't able to do that.
It's on you, Deb.
Mm-hmm. What? You don't have one?
It's a little packet.
Oh, this was in the packet?
Yeah, it's in the packet.
Over here? Yes. At the very bottom. Yeah. Mm. I had a few nits, you know, on the second page, but nothing substantive. Jill, do you want to pull, well, can we make changes live or no?
You got that whole thing?
I'm sorry.
Can you make changes live or do you not have the?
I don't have it. I shouldn't. No, I can't make it because I didn't do it. He's got graphs and stuff from other.
But we'll just make notes.
Files, so I can't.
Oh, I only have one page, so I'm looking at just.
I can bring it up if you want to hold on.
Oh, that's the one pager. There's.
I'm looking at the one pager right now,
and then there's the one pager.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, this is the one pager. All right, so we're doing the one pager first.
Did you get the whole thing?
I don't know.
No.
No, you don't have it?
Starts with that, goes on.
No, I don't. Somehow I didn't. Thank you, sir.
I didn't have it.
It's in this one.
I'm the only one left without it.
Yeah, okay. I'm the only one. All I had was this one page. Okay.
So which are we looking at first? The one pager?
Let's do the one page.
So obviously, I didn't tie out any of the summers, but
so the one pager. I mean, I don't know. My thinking was we weren't going to send this out until after we have a finalized budget. So after the public hearing and after our meeting.
But before.
Before the referendum.
Right. Yeah, I think that makes sense because otherwise, number
otherwise, will change. It's going to be confused.
Unless, Kristen, what was your deadline? I remember you saying last year there was like a deadline after which you couldn't communicate. And
I can't send anything out once you've set the budget. So on the 23rd, next week, when you set the number for referendum, I am not allowed to communicate any longer.
Can she be ready to send at the meeting?
Can you give Ashley access to your listserv?
We may not set it on the 23rd. You still have another meeting May 1st also.
Right. Right. But she's saying like after we set it, nothing can go out. And we want this to go out to the school listserv. Does the Board of Ed have access to that listserv?
Nope. It goes out of, you know, through the school. App. Through the, oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus the Board of Ed can't be doing that either. Like,
yeah, we're one in the same.
Nor can town officials. Like,
yeah.
So we're not allowed to, I mean, and there's been disagreement on this in the past. Like, I think we are allowed to communicate it. We just can't have an opinion.
You can't.
But this is just information.
An official opinion, yay or nay.
Right.
But that's the whole purpose of that.
So I would just offer that I think you need the town clerk to weigh in on this because there's legislative rules on this about using town and or Board of Education owned communication systems. Bobby, right?
Yeah, that one got to be a couple of sticky items a couple of times, and it's it's a fine line.
Correct.
It is a town clerk's decision on that thing. Oh. So you might be.
So I think, I think you guys need to talk to the town clerk.
To talk to her and see.
Right. Yeah, I'll email her. I don't want to get called into a meeting and be.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's called preventative maintenance.
Correct.
It's called be nice to Liz.
Well.
Because I mean, I hate not to, you know, I mean, you have to post the budget after it's been approved. So
100%. It's just that through the schools system, as has been explained to me by Liz the first year I got here, when the board chair asked me to send out information, and I did after the budget was set, and I was called into a meeting with the board chair and the first selectman and the town clerk and told. And I was read the statute. So I really think you need to get clarity.
I have a statute.
From the town clerk. I can
she'll be able to quote that.
Share information right up until you set the budget number for referendum.
Wait, which makes no sense because it just logically doesn't make
sense. It doesn't make any sense, yeah.
I mean, to me, it's
like, appreciate the concern.
Sorry, I didn't write the law, gang.
No, I know. It just.
Yeah,
doesn't make logical sense.
This is the package that goes out that's at the polls anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The larger package is what's presented along with the budget.
That doesn't look right.
I mean, you certainly could get it to the PTA and they can use their resource.
They're pretty good. Out
to families, mm-hmm. and they do a great job with that.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I believe committees. That, you yeah. know, somebody could put it on a Facebook page
or something.
And the town committees can certainly disseminate stuff and express opinions.
Maybe the same doesn't look right.
The estimated revenues other than taxes on the one pager.
The decreases,
I calculated last week and it was like 7% decrease. I have it on my laptop if I need to open it, but.
Yes, it's. Seemed a little odd.
That didn't seem right to me. Revenue other than taxes. I remember because Rhea and I were talking about this at the end of.
So it's really all this.
Let me see.
Although maybe it is. If you look at.
So revised expenditures is incorrect because no expenditures were revised, for starters.
First column.
The proposed expenditure on the right-hand side does not match the proposed expenditures in the middle.
Oh, yeah. This one over here doesn't match.
The mill rate increase, I would not make it 7.73, 7.72. It also is that 35.27, and I would go with the lower number. Don't go any higher than you have to.
Let me see that.
What do you?
It is, because if you round it, it rounds up.
So 5.7, maybe, I don't know if the number, if the.
You take 32, I'm sorry, yeah, 32.74 times 7.72%, and you round up, it comes out to 35.27. You don't want to go any higher than you have to.
You're saying 35. Oh.
Nope. Well, if you do 32.74% times 7.72%, I'm sorry, the mill rate at 72.74.
Well, I just do equals 35.27 minus. Oh, Jesus Christ, my computer is not working. Okay, thank you. Stop yelling at me. Equals. Why is my laptop not working? Equals 35.27 minus that is going to be number 35.27.
You do the 77.72, it's 35.26.75.28. So it rolls up. Rounds up to
So you're just saying that he should change it to 7.72%?
Correct. You don't want to go any higher than you have.
That's
to.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm getting, I have Does his estimated revenue other than taxes line up with yours, Jill? Because from the last meeting, I had 5761583.
This math works here in the proposed. That adds up to the 5805, but that just means it's probably not consistent with Joe's spreadsheet.
Where?
No, unfortunately, I'm sorry. I did have to leave right away and I didn't bring my folder home that I had my changes that what I did quickly looking at it, but I can go in.
I think we're good with the concepts as long as someone is double checking the numbers.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Amanda?
We're good with like the way it's laid out. We just need someone, you, to check the numbers and make sure he's done it, you know, has the right numbers and has done all the addition and stuff correctly.
So layout looks good. The general message looks good. It's just, are the numbers correct?
Right. Budget referendum May. Yep, that looks good. And then I don't know if these drivers are correct. The capital improvement has increased, probably, presumably. Critical bridge construction, highway machinery and equipment, fire suppression and vehicle acquisition. What's the fire suppression thing?
The extrication equipment for the fire department. Maybe just rewording that.
That's not fire batteries. Suppression.
Yeah, fire fire department or vehicle.
Probably shouldn't put on suppression.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is the school, the HVAC.
It's not even listed here.
Right? Isn't that
that's
like fire? So I would get rid of like the fire.
And, what was the other thing? The security.
We didn't even include money to the fire suspension.
So this year,
that, there was no increase to that.
$50,000 normally.
Right. So we want to keep.
It's not in there.
Right.
So I would say
that key item, that $440,000, yeah, that's a biggie.
And it's what? It's the school, BCS HVAC system?
Yeah.
Correct.
Is it HVAC or EMS?
BCS HVAC system. It's finishing out the HVAC project, the energy management system.
Yeah. So that needs to get added. I would not say critical bridge construction. I would say critical bridge maintenance because we're not constructing anything. We're fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the school security and like camera system. That was another big.
I think we didn't.
No, this is the biggie. That this one is $440,000.
And I would say highway equipment and vehicle acquisition.
Get rid of the word fire suppression.
Yeah, that one.
Run and vehicle acquisition to replace vehicle, not acquisition, replacements.
Yep.
As opposed to, we're not buying anything like new. We're replacing. So highway equipment and vehicle replacements. And then what are we, a long-term solution for town hall community space and town buildings.
What is,
we didn't put any of that in the capital budget either. That's part of our like long-term plan, but
that's not driving the capital budget.
The capital budget. So well, let's leave it at the three bullets.
And we also
go ahead.
The BCS is not, it is the phase two of the energy management system upgrade.
Got it.
To complete the project. And any parent who's had kids at BCS this year knows how many issues we have had with.
Yeah, oh, indeed. I think everybody knows. It was on social for All right.
That's a biggie there.
All right, so it'll be critical bridge maintenance, bullet one, completion of phase two of the energy management system upgrade to the BCS HVAC system, and highway equipment and vehicle replacements are three bullets under that.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say somehow or another, it's got to be worded that it completes that project. So they understand
yeah,
there's
that's what I,
yeah,
I think that's what I said.
I think you
yeah.
put in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll I'm just
or making final phase, however you want to
yes,
put it.
I have it complete as complete.
Yeah, probably fine.
And I have one little change at the bottom of where it says Bolton budget trends. Change town proper to say BOS.
What I, get, is the I really asterisk for you see how it says town proper.
I might have had something in mind last year, maybe that.
Yeah, it's just I just want that out of there because we just
oh, that little thing at the bottom.
Let's it's just where it says town proper. Change it to Board of Selectmen because we're all part of the town, and I want to see you know there's two budget drivers in the overall budget for the town. One is the Board of Selectmen, the other is the Board of Ed. It's almost like there's the town and there's the Board of Ed, and it's really the town which has those
sure
two
I had,
budgets.
I'm pretty sure I had something in last year's that indicated that the town proper or the Board of Selectmen included capital and debt and contingency. And so I'll have to see if I can find that and tell him to include that. What did asterisk mean last year?
Yeah, but it still should be Board
yep,
of Selectmen.
Yep. Board of Selectmen, not...
Do we like this chart in the middle that shows the mill rate by home value? I find it helpful, but I thought that there was a lot of pushback last year with that and with people saying
people
this wasn't accurate.
So it wasn't accurate last year because it was based on estimates, an average estimate that was skewed
so
because
of
the reval.
All right. So it should be... fairly status quo this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, if you don't tell, okay. if you don't say that your the average increase was like 5% or whatever, because
he's doing it wrong. Sorry.
People will. It's better this way because if you give an average, everybody's going to complain that their average.
Your average is different.
Their average. Is,
yeah.
Their payment is different than the average.
But he's doing the chart like I did it last year. So last year, so you see where the market value of the home went up between 2025 and 2026. Last year, because of the reval, we had to make some type of assumption about the increase in value.
Yeah.
We can do the tables differently this year. You just keep the value as it is and show the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where is it in the dam? So I'm going to have to.
Yeah, because the value is set.
And the numbers don't match the one that he did in the presentation.
I have to ask why is he changing the values from 200 to 206?
Right, that's what I was just explaining, Jill. Last year I had to do that because of the revaluation. The values of homes changed.
Right.
But this year they're not. So I think he was just modeling after what I had to do last year.
Because I think that would really confuse people. And the information that I have for the public hearing doesn't. It just has 200, so it would be contradicting the other information that I'm providing.
So 225.
Right, correct. And so that he should just copy the chart from his presentation into this one pager.
Okay. Also, the number in proposed town proper is incorrect.
What number?
We're
in the 9,912,912. That is wrong.
Stuck on the nines.
So it would include town proper, capital, debt, and contingency.
Correct.
Which is what?
Don't have it in front of me. I know when I looked at it last night, it was incorrect, but I can get it if you give me a second.
Are his numbers on the front of the page correct?
I don't know offhand, but I know this one is wrong. If you give me 1 second, I will give you the correct
number. And on this one, too, change town proper to Board of Selectmen as well.
On the sheeter.
Yeah, on the one sheeter.
What do you, where?
Yeah, I looked at that. That's right. I'm fine.
I mean, I think we've always called it town proper.
Yeah, I know.
That's just town proper is just the selectman's budget.
So then I'd rather call it
town proper selection. Does not include the debt or capital reserve or capital improvements, if you will.
It's pulled out, which they're pulled out. So I just changed town proper because, like I said, we're all part of the same town.
So the correct number is 9,951,207.
Sorry, repeat that.
Yep. 9,951,207.
Okay. So that's the town Everything proper, the capital, the debt, and contingency.
Everything but the Board of Ed.
Okay. Which will change the label, but okay. Let me see if that one. Yeah.
On the left-hand side, under special education, it says mandated programming, comma. I don't know if something got left off or we need to get rid of the comma.
Ask Tim what comes next.
If anything.
Okay. Yeah, kind of throughout that column, it refers to payroll and benefits, really, but in different words. So I think we just have to find a way to use consistent.
Where are you?
Just throughout this entire column. So we say salary, medical, dental increases for contractual obligations. And then you get further down, it talks about medical, dental, payroll taxes, pension. I think we can just say.
Be consistent.
Same words.
Yeah, we could just use one consistent, you know, payroll and benefits.
And also there's a.
Or salary and benefits.
There's also a colon after Board of Ed budget if you go to the top. And there was one after Selectman budget. So. Mm-hmm. Either have it on both or don't have it at all.
Okay, I needed my red pen. I'm just going to try and remember all this when I emailed him. I want to see if his numbers on the front match up with that 9 million you just gave me. 7408.
While she's looking at this, can I just throw out a question? I know I had heard you say, and in the past, this has been done and shared once you said it. But I wonder if this approach gives people more information coming to the public hearing about what is being considered and where you're at right now. I'm just throwing it out there for consideration.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, and I guess I shouldn't have said only, I guess what I told Tim is I anticipated doing this for the public hearing and then updating it afterwards.
Yeah, sure.
Like I can send this out before the public hearing on Monday when everybody's back from vacation and say, just a reminder, because I, you know, I'd shared when it's happening and here's the information that is being, you know, discussed.
Yeah. The issue is I don't know when Tim's going to have a chance to update this because he's off tomorrow. I'm sure.
The town's closed.
The town's closed.
For, right. Closed. And I don't think he works Mondays. Is he in on Mondays?
I don't think so.
And like, I'm not doing it. I don't have access to it.
None of us
so
do.
The issue is he could do it on Tuesday, maybe, and we could send it out right before the public hearing and have it available and send it out right.
Assuming it's been checked.
It's got to be thoroughly reviewed.
Well, right. So we're giving, right. So it would, he'd have to do it. I mean, that's the issue with not having him available on the weekends, you know.
I guess the only other thing is, again, if you don't set it on the 23rd and you set it on a different date, then I can communicate the one pager information.
Right. Well, we have a meeting on the 22nd, immediately following the public hearing, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Then the 23rd. Then the 1st of May.
Yeah.
Right. So we could send it out at any one of those points as long as we don't set it.
It would
we could be strategic about it too and not officially set it until you know, like talk about it, come to agreement, but not take a vote until
that's what I was kind of thinking.
Yes. Yeah.
Or we could send it out right before we made the motion to approve it. Like that's a little cute, but yeah.
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 I would
we've got enough meetings to be able to
We've got enough. I would say I wouldn't want to rush to get this out on Tuesday if we don't have a chance to check.
Yeah, but we do need the presentation for Tuesday. So
substantive error.
We don't want to go down that road.
No. So let's focus on the presentation because that's the thing that we need for Tuesday.
Yep.
So in terms of where we're gonna need Jill to double check
all the numbers.
Well, yeah. So I did confirm that his numbers on the front of the one pager, aside from the Board of Education, which number I did not have off the top of my head, did line up with the number you gave. So that means the number on the far right was wrong. If do you have your number, your Board of Ed number, Kristen? Is it 17312903?
I'm checking right now. Hang on.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
17312903. Yep. That's it.
All right. So this one is the correct one and the other one is the wrong one.
What was the, I'm sorry, I didn't write that.
17312903.
Okay.
All right.
No, the town proper one, the nine, that was changed. Oh,
9951207.
Oh, 995.
Yep.
All right. So we have the mill rate.
Before we leave,
I was just trying to get the make sure this was the right
one. No, I was just going to say before you leave the one pager, is there something on there needs to go? Make sure it's got a clear as of date on it, because if we're going to hand it out,
it we'll... does, but we'll change it.
Well, it says the budget approved on the April 10th date. That's not when this goes out.
Right. We'll have to change it based on whenever it goes out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if we, because it'll be approved on April 22nd following the public hearing or something like that, right? Like, or budget discussed.
We're going to discuss it
by the finance committee. You know, we'll have to, yeah.
We'll discuss it. And then we'll see whether we want to vote on it.
Well, if we vote, we're screwed. Mm-hmm. If we vote, then we can't.
I'm going to say, why don't we just discuss that at the meeting and say we will postpone it, you know, the actual vote.
To see if any changes come.
Get other information.
Which is what we plan to do.
We have been waiting for some significant information.
Because it takes some time to want to, hopefully people show up. We want to, you know, address their comments, make sure we understand them. And some of them may require some additional information that's coming in order to fully take into account one way or another.
So I'll just add a caveat, have him add a caveat to the bottom of the one page of this is number subject to change based on new information provided to the finance committee.
During and after the public hearing.
Well, it'll be after the public. But so
I think you've got to put a date on it somewhere.
Yeah, I think we were going to do an as of date though.
Yeah. Subject to change, and I had multiple versions of this last year, and I don't remember how I changed that. I don't think based on new information provided. Subject to change prior to referendum.
Yeah, all it just says we have to be very, very
based on new information provided to
careful and make sure that there's no disagreements within or between these two documents because of the
clause. Well, there might be because we might update before this goes out.
True. So, but then as long as it's something like that and you can explain it as opposed to what happened with, well, you can explain what happened with the grant list last year, but I don't want to have anything like that happen again.
So isn't one of the big budget drivers this car tax not getting collected? State?
Well, I asked him to take out the letter from the finance committee, but I'm thinking of writing something to put in instead. Like, so not as complicated as last year, because last year we included. The budget, the mill rate's going up for a variety of reasons. One, because of the 5.3% increase in expenses, but also because of the decrease in revenue, which is not
32.44%. You know, I think it might be.
Really? I was comparing last year's revenue.
So I compared the total of this.
Yeah.
Okay. The total of this, not including that. And the total of this, not including that. And I got to that.
What, 32?
Yeah. Because it's a
Revised revenue.
It's 2.7 change.
Revised revenue 2024, 2025. Oh. This number doesn't line up with the number that I have from our.
No, it's not. It does
not. It's wrong. That's the issue. Okay. So the revised revenue for 2025 is 24 million. Right, bill 001632.
Oh, okay.
633. That's what I have on my spreadsheet from our last meeting. Mm-hmm. So these numbers aren't right.
And that's for 2024 to 25.
Right. So I have it's like. And so what I did was I did. C46 minus. No, that's wrong. This minus.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, but that was. She equals a big change, but it's dollar wise.
That revised taxation.
This
is that prior to us lowering? Is
it after that? That doesn't make sense.
It's pretty good. Okay. Big driver?
So I got a difference in revenue of 1,174,836 equals this divided by that for 17%.
And then zero still be backwards.
Revenue without the taxes is what I was trying to get at, but
Amanda, are you doing revised or 26?
I was doing, so what's your revised 25 revenue total? With
you voted on 24,1,632.77.
All right, that's what I have.
Yep.
So then minus the revised tax revenue gets you estimated revenue other than the net amount to be raised by taxes. So I was getting that number instead of 5,805,146, I get
He's not including prior period or interest, which to me, that's because of tax. That's taxation revenue. So that's part of the problem there is that he's not including prior period or interest for taxation.
Oh, I wasn't either in mine, but
well, okay. It is because of taxes, though.
So you're saying the line above it should be combined with the tax net amount to be raised by taxation.
Well, I mean, it's yours, so you can do what you want. But I think because it is because of taxes that we have those numbers.
Adjustments for temporary loans, is that a positive number or a negative?
That's 200. Well, it's $250,000 that is in revenue, but also in expenditures. So it basically, honestly, it doesn't even have to be there. But the only way that you're going to realize that revenue is if you go out for a loan, and then you're going to then the expenditure you're going to spend it on. So it's really but it's in there. Yes, other.
So the less assigned fund balance. What is that? Less assigned fund balance. Is that what I called it last year?
Well, I'm not sure what you called it. I got to bring up, give me 1 second. I'm going to bring up my document that was put out today.
Confusing name.
Yeah, I'm like, that means nothing. So let me see here. What did I call that? I called it. That's not even what that is. So last year I had state and federal education grants, town and state federal grants, other town revenue, prior year taxes, interest, and fees, adjustment for temporary loan. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's in there. Yeah. So that top line item I called carryover funds. And I had it listed as carryover funds or inclusive of funds carried over from, at that point, it was FY22, mm-hmm. and unused contingency funds and monies realized as a result of revised revenue projections for FY23. So
I think the word surplus would.
Surplus funds from prior
year.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Surplus from prior year.
Because that's easy to understand.
Well it's not just surplus from prior year, though. It's also a surplus from your increase in revenues for 25. So it's a combination of your surplus from last year plus your revised revenues.
But we could say prior years, and then it would be true because this year periods. This year is technically prior to next year.
Well, yeah. when you okay, well, yeah. If you spin it that way, Amanda. Yes,
from prior years' prior budgets,
prior periods.
Prior periods, that works. That's fine. Yeah. All right. So we'll change that. But the numbers are still, they can't be right. What did we have?
So now that I brought my document up, which one are you struggling with, Amanda?
I think his surplus from prior periods is wrong.
Well, the three. So what you had before, and Ross and I had a conversation about this, it's off by a little bit because I didn't have the formula doing it on the fly. I didn't have the formula in the top line where it's just below proposed budget. So it is 1,663,974. It was
Wait, what number are we talking about now? I'm a little
the
lost.
Surplus. So estimated cash surplus available for appropriation. Let me bring my document up. Okay.
I had last meeting 1,652,402.77.
And that is not correct.
Okay.
So yeah, Ross and I had a conversation and because it's going to change even more once things get finalized. So Ross and I had a conversation about this because my number was off because I didn't have that. Let me pull up my.
So what's the number we're using?
Okay, let me pull it up for you. All right. So can you, I can't see it because everybody's on my right side, but can you see the surplus number?
The people, sorry. I need to use my words. Just minimize it. The faces. Okay.
There. Oh, there we go.
Can you see?
1,663,974.
I can't see it because everybody's on that side. I don't know if I can drag everybody to the other side. Oh, I can. There we go. There we go. Now I can see it. 1,663,974. Yes.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, correct. It is.
Yeah, it was underclubbed a little bit. Jill and I talked about it, and it's like, do we want to go and change it or just leave it? Because we're going to have to change all of this anyway as we get some additional information in. And I figured it's best to leave it.
Best to leave it where, though? Where we approved it?
What you
voted on.
So what so because we're not sending.
What you voted on for a mill rate to go forward is how we left. That's how we.
Right.
What
so the 1.6. So in terms of what needs to go in the presentation, it's the number we had at our last meeting, which is 1,652,400.
No, right. Because then the mill rate is not 35.27. You want to go in with your mill rate, then the 1,663,974 is your number.
Okay. So you did not use the number we had last meeting to get that mill rate.
Correct. It was got off it. By, okay. I think, 11,000-ish.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's what we had discussed.
That's what I was confused about.
Yeah.
All right, so
And with all the other variables, it's not worth going through
all right,
and changing.
So he's using the 1,663,974. State and federal education grants. All right. So then that would change. I mean, it's hard not to add these in. I'll have to go make sure the math lines up, but this number's wrong at the bottom. And then, oh no, I changed the wrong effing number, you idiot.
So
the number, because we didn't have. So is the 3,285,42 for last year's surplus? Is that right?
What's up there now is correct. I'm sorry, which one did you ask?
Revised budget 335. Okay. So he just basically needs to use your numbers because I don't have your numbers. So,
yeah, I mean,
ultimately, what we need is for you to carve out time to sit with Tim on Tuesday and get these numbers sorted out. Yes. Is that feasible?
I'm not sure. I can, if I can, yes, I will, but can't make any promises, but I will do my best.
I think we need to prioritize it on Tuesday.
I mean, yeah, we don't have a choice. We can't go to the hearing with wrong numbers.
Right. What else do you have on your plate on Tuesday, Joe?
I have a document that has to be done for the state. And again, I was called out for an emergency today, so I'm not so sure what's going to happen next week, but I'll do my best. They do have this information too, so.
His numbers are correct then, because he subtracted, he included the right numbers. Because he subtracted the
that part he did.
Fund balance.
He did. He had, because he had these numbers. Yes, so that part was correct. I don't know if he had the right, and it depends on if you want to go with the number that includes for taxation. Do you want to go with the 21,608,964? It to me,
he has a different. His number doesn't line up with yours.
No, it does not. No.
Which is why I'm like, I know, I'm having a hard time tracking that.
Yeah, that's point. What I
can't even review it.
What I can do is I'll print out a copy of his. I will mark it up and I will send it over.
Okay.
There you go.
Because there's, if you go
on. Yeah, that'd be good. Send it over to him. He can make the changes and then we can review
it. We can review it as part at our meeting.
Okay.
Because let me pull up his information.
I mean, we only got his information. I didn't get yours, so there was no way to.
We'll just put this on the agenda for after the
public hearing. It is on the website now under public hearing.
Okay. Oh, right. At the header. On the header.
Let me. All right, so if you,
because you're, I mean, and I remember it taking me a very long time to get from your numbers to figure out how they all work together.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of time.
Which goes where?
The things that, so it, can you see this, the PowerPoint presentation on the screen now?
No, we're just still seeing your,
you might
the budget from the website.
You might want to just quote, do it again.
All right. That's why I asked. All right. Let me see. Where is it? This one. Is this it? Yep.
Okay. Rodney, is there a plan
for that? Okay. Back to this budget drivers thing. Mm-hmm. Are we okay over there with what's going on with Joe? It's like, because the capital improvement budget was increased, blah, blah, blah. Critical capital improvements needs coming up in the next 5 to 10 years. And that's why.
Oh, that's why he put it.
That's why those things are.
So you'd have to change that whole thing. And if it's just budget drivers without the capital budget. So you can maybe throw in the fact that the automobile taxes were knocked off by $750,000, which was a huge
thanks driver. For the state.
Huge. So, you know, might want to reconsider either taking that stuff off or trying to give a bigger view.
Well, or just some ways
budget it's drivers without the capital budget part. But I think they were trying to keep the capital budget thing in because it's kind of important.
It is.
That's a huge.
Well, we can also just add, because we're getting rid of one of these bullets, I can take out the sentences. I mean, so you just want to add something about the decrease in revenue?
Well, we do have to add the HVAC for the school, right? Because that's a large
item. It's a big ticket.
Right, but we're getting rid of the fourth bullet, combining the second and third.
You could put it on the budget drivers. That certainly is a budget. That decrease. That's a bullet under there.
Yeah, I mean, we have it on the first page, though. I don't know. The decrease in estimated revenue other than taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I mean, once we get those numbers correct.
That motor vehicles, like the the basis for the motor vehicles change. You're just moving what we're asking the taxpayers to give us from one bucket to another. It's not really affecting the total amount that we're asking for. So they still have, we all still have to fork out the same amount. It's just how much comes from motor vehicles.
Less from your car, more from your home.
Oh, no, that's not what I was referring to.
No, he's talking about the money we would have gotten.
Oh, last
town, state, federal.
Because of the difference between our mill rate and the car mill rate cap.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's definitely lost revenue.
All that to say, to go back to the presentation, I thought we should add. Like I said, I had him remove the letter from the Board of Finance from the presentation. I think maybe we add something like that back in that gets at not the specific drivers for each budget, but the overall drivers, which would be, I mean, we can identify what we think those would be, but I think it's.
Because if that's the first thing people are going to look at.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if we want, so we have, what are the main overall budget drivers? Contractual increases, right?
Yeah.
As always, but that's not even the biggest.
Yeah, but isn't it listed on the left going down?
By board, but I'm talking about general.
I don't think we have to re-summarize what's already summarized there, do you?
Well, I was just trying to pull it all together because each board is going to go over their individual piece.
You know what? I just realized what I'm looking at.
Can I ask for clarification? Each board is going over their individual piece in terms of presenting the presentation that they did to the finance committee? Or
we edited ours.
Years I presented the whole thing and then we opened it up for questions and comments and directed them to either the Board of Selectmen or the Board of Ed, depending on the comment. So this time we're thinking I would just simply introduce the budget at a high level and then let whoever's designated for the selectmen and for Board of Ed, then, you know, talk to the key points of their budget. I wouldn't go and read the whole thing necessarily. Right. But just make sure you get the key points.
Well, yours was already much shorter than
ours.
Yeah,
and we shortened
ours. Yeah, I mean, I took out the pictures because
right.
I couldn't send it to the town with the pictures in it. But like, am I pulling that up? Is Andrew coming? I'm not really sure. Ashley, Maria?
It's a good question.
In the past, it's been done different ways. You've had the superintendent do it. We've had the chair of the Board of Ed, their representative, do it. We've had either the first selectman or town administrator do it. So whatever's.
I mean, if you get it, we can be the driver here from this laptop. So if you get it to one of us, we'll pull up all three presentations. And you guys can just present them.
Yeah, because if it's just part of the materials to be presented, if it's on the website, I can just open it up and step through it for whoever's playing Vlana.
Oh, I can be Vlana,
rather. Person to present it, not Vlana. We're talking about person,
This is old tech thinking,
sorry. Well, I don't see
Sue Ellen had asked for me to send it, and I couldn't send it with the pictures because it got kicked back. So I took the pictures out and I sent it to her. So is that what's being used? Like, I just need clarity here.
Just send it to Ross.
Send it to me. I can make sure that I get it here.
Yeah. Well, send it to Ross and me.
All right, I'm going to send it to you right now. I prefer to have the pictures in it, but let me try that right now. Okay.
Can you tag team the presentation? So can
or if you, do you have it uploaded somewhere where I can pull it up?
Already have it. I sent it to you along. I mean, it's the same presentation that we gave to the finance committee.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
No changes.
No.
That should be part of our package that you should have got.
Yeah.
And that's
that's the one you sent out afterwards with the pictures removed, correct?
Correct. Because it was getting kicked back, correct? So we should probably, I guess, use that.
Okay.
Wonder why I can't get back, because I got it with all of the pictures and everything in it. I can try forwarding mine if you want.
Yeah, it's a setting. I had to have, I can try to send it to Amanda and Ross because I
Okay.
believe that I asked for their names to be included to get the pictures, but I don't know. It was a Novus thing, not a Kristen thing.
Oh, got it.
But and then
Just
my other
however
question
we
is,
need.
who's making copies to
That's
have
right.
there?
It's because it's from a house.
Who's making copies? The town administrator's office should be making copies.
Yeah, this should be Sue Ellen
All the
Cathy or whoever.
materials for the meeting should be given to Sue Ellen, and she should be making the copies. Because she they make the copies for all the meetings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be a copy of our presentation, the Board of Selectmen presentation, and the Board of Ed presentation. Our being the Finance Committee. Right. All right, so it's getting late, so let's get back to this.
Yes.
So I feel like this information on the one pager is kind of nitty gritty. I wanted to be more succinct about it, like in a one pager. And I was thinking contractual increases. Mm-hmm. I feel like utility costs is a huge driver this year.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Decrease in revenues and unavoidable capital needs.
That's good.
For four bullets.
Instead of what's going on here?
No, for our presentation. We've moved on from the one page to the presentation.
Just
so I would do one, a little blurb.
Just one quick thing before you leave this, the one pager on the left side of that, you got to make the headings bigger for where it says Board of Ed and bigger for where it says Board of Selectmen and bullet it, because it just looks like a bunch of word salad on the side. It doesn't really easily
doesn't pop.
It doesn't
things
pop.
Don't
colors.
Fit well, just FYI. I did that last year. Well, I did the underlining last year, and this is pretty much how it went, but we'll try. Spacing is very difficult.
Maybe it's a little
separated.
Just the kerning, you can cheat and it'll shorten.
You can use all caps or whatever for the
color.
All right. So in terms of the presentation, Jill has to make sure that the numbers are correct. On page, I'll insert a brief letter message from the Board of Finance.
Wait,
those
wait, wait, wait.
I...
We need to talk about the presentation in detail because I'm not agreeing with a lot of stuff on there. So before we say Jill needs to do the numbers, we need to talk about things because I don't think some things are needed or correct.
Right.
So we'll talk.
No,
about
I was that. I was just talking about the second slide with the one above where you are right now.
Well, that's correct, right? You agreed that that is
well,
correct.
I don't know. Is that's all I'm saying is you, just making sure you double check everything on the not that slide. Sorry,
next
the
slide.
Second slide.
All right.
With
well,
the pie charts.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. No.
This one.
If you look at FY26 proposed revenue by the not amount in rate by taxation is 1,834,604. Not correct.
Where are you?
Right here.
Checking. Oh, in the pie chart.
Yeah.
I was looking at the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was looking at the table.
Yeah.
So, yes,
so,
all I'm saying is please work with Tim to make sure this slide is correct because we don't have those numbers.
Well, you, those numbers, well, yeah. I have that information for the proposed in my budget document. So all he has to do is look at that, which they have in, it's on the website.
Right. But
I think he might need to be watching.
Yes, it's hard. Like, Jill, it's took me hours to get from your document to this, and he's going to need help, is all I'm saying.
It's summarizing it.
Like, either highlighting the numbers he needs to take and labeling
but
them.
I have the proposed revenue. I have that exact thing in my presentation, or in my document. All he has
okay.
to do is
okay.
Really not that
you
difficult.
Have a pie chart
yes,
your...
I will. This,
as long
yes,
as you direct
I
him to the right place.
Cut and
okay.
Paste is an image.
No, it's a black and white image. It's not pretty.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Color matters.
Calculate the size.
But yes, he is, as long as he has the numbers to pull from, so pie chart from Jill's docs. Okay.
Are you scanning your notes over to...
We have to email him tomorrow.
Yeah.
In addition to everything else, I have to. Yeah. So then we're moving on to the inflation slides. There's two slides, right? I'm torn. I'm always torn about the inflation stuff, but.
Is that this the correct one you're talking about?
I'm on the, yeah, that one and slide 3 and 4.
Okay.
What do folks think about? I think we certainly should get rid of that.
Slide 3? Do we think we need this slide 3?
That's what I'm saying. Do we need these two slides?
I don't think we need it. I don't think it's as impactful as it used to be, and people are going to start rolling their eyes about inflation at this point.
So both slide 3 and the next one is inflation. So yeah. I was going to say get rid of both of them.
I would strike it.
And I think at this point, too, with the concerns we have around details and accuracy, the less we have it here, the better. Because you have less to correct.
Yeah.
And make sure it's right.
Yeah. The explanation, I think, is
pertinent. Yeah, I think that's fine.
And then the mill rate, I think all he changed was adding
the vehicle.
No, just adding the new proposed FY26 to the chart.
Yeah.
We're on slide 5, Jill.
Just got to get the right number in there. So.
Well, I can move it back over because I can't see which. So we're here.
6 and 7.
Where are you?
Oh, sorry, I screwed up.
You, this one?
Right here?
Yeah, what's wrong?
35.26.
35.26, not 2.7.
For the mill rate.
For the mill rate. Jill just finished.
35.27.
It's 35.27.
Yeah, before it was.
The increase was wrong, but the mill rate is right.
Yeah.
Got it.
The percent was wrong.
Oh, but is there anything in here about the revamp? No. No. Okay.
I think it's fine.
Doesn't affect.
I get nervous with all these tax examples.
Well, he opted to put this motor vehicle depreciation table in here. Mm-hmm. I would get rid of that one. The others we've done the last 3 years.
Okay.
The other tables.
Okay.
This one you're talking?
So the one on the left.
Because I don't think people have any idea what this percent of MSRP, I mean, I don't even know how I would interpret it either. I mean, I guess you can look up your.
Yeah, instead of.
If your car is 5 years old, you can.
Driven, it is a straight percentage, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And this is what
I don't think that depreciation table adds anything.
No,
because it almost looks like if you look quickly, it looks like it applies to both of the tables to the right. And so I think it's just better to get rid of it.
Oh, I see. He did it totally different. All right. So he changed the motor vehicle table. So now how you have to reference the depreciation table to figure out what the $15,000 car is worth in year 1, 4, 7, 10, and 13. That's way too confusing. So I would just tell him to say to
something similar to the home value one.
Right, which is what he's doing essentially, but he's the assessed value dependent on age. So he should just, I don't know what numbers to tell him to use. But I can't remember what did we do last year. It's I get where he's going and it's sophisticated as hell, but no one's gonna understand.
He should probably just do the opposite direction that he has and just go round the numbers up and just do the mill rate like for 5,000, 6,000, 7, 8, 9, 10 or something like that, whatever.
So I did
appropriate numbers.
Last year we did motor vehicle, so he changed because mine said fair market value. So now it'll be motor vehicle MSRP
mm-hmm.
based on depreciation.
I think it's too lengthy. I would just do MSRP.
Okay.
Fair value, same thing.
Because it is based on the MSRP.
It's based on it.
Yeah.
All right. So I started at 5,000, 10,000, 15, 20, and then 30.
I mean,
in terms of
we
car
all
values.
Missed the reference in here to this table. So if we all missed it, then I can guarantee.
Well, no, I wasn't going to keep that table. I was just going to say.
No. If it's referenced here and we didn't realize that's what he was doing, it was referenced. That table on the left is referenced within the table on the right.
But what values do you want him to use for motor vehicle MSRPs? I did 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30.
That's fine because they
do. We think there's cars that are 30,000. Yeah,
they're over that.
Yeah, minor.
I mean, you just You just double it. If it's like a 60,000 vehicle, you double it. Otherwise, you know, 50, whatever.
They all right. Be able to he was trying to build in the new change. And so I'll just, all right. So motor vehicle MSRP, get rid of age of vehicles, get rid of assessed value dependent on age. Got it. Okay.
So the one with the personal property, wouldn't that one fit on this front page? The same chart?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I told him to do, is replace that one with this one.
Yeah.
Or I will be telling him to do that. Copy chart from presentation into one. Yes. Yeah. Not for the motor vehicles, because it's not illustrative, because it's just zero. Just the real estate one. Right? Okay. All right, so we're getting rid of the depreciation table. We're getting rid of the second two, the rows two and three from the motor vehicle table, and we're changing the MSRP values to 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30,000.
Okay, so what's next?
What happens next? These are just things that we leave at the end of.
Who knows?
Let's leave it.
We don't really go over them, I don't think.
I thought.
At the very, very end.
Yeah.
It's insane. I can't even use my words anymore. So you would kick to following this proposed tax impact examples, then you would kick over to BOSS and BOE or vice versa, whatever you decide, and then come back to this, what happens next at the very end. Okay.
You can rename to BOSS.
Dim
selectman. No,
BOSS? You've never called it the BOSS?
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
No?
It makes sense.
No, that's a second S stamp. BOSS, BOSS.
All right. I've always called it a BOSS meeting. All right. So we're good with the presentation with the changes as discussed. And we have more time to talk about the one pager because there's no way it's getting out before.
No.
Okay.
No.
Though I will make suggestions based on, and Jill's going to work with him to get the numbers right. Okay. Holy God. They emailed me on Wednesday and they were like, do you have time to look at this and give us feedback? Jim and Tim, give us feedback in the middle of the meeting. And I was like, I think it's going to take more than just my eyes as evidenced by all the work we did, right? Mm-hmm. So teamwork makes the dream work.
Anything left
in the
meeting?
Yeah, we got to do our budget calendar, make sure we're all agreeing with that.
So I tried to send you guys the presentation. I think our server is being worked on today because nobody's in-house tomorrow. So it didn't go through. So I'm hoping by Monday I'll be able to get it to you.
Okay.
If not, it's the one that I sent you originally.
Okay, I'll find it.
So there's no changes to the budget calendar then, Jill, from the last time?
Not at the moment, I don't believe.
I didn't see any, so that's what I just wanted to say, because then there's nothing really else to talk about unless we feel there's something on here that doesn't work.
So we'll just have to eventually talk about what the day. So the referendum, you can't meet the day of the referendum one way or another. So we're going to have to pick a day after the referendum to meet.
We've been typically doing the Wednesday.
So we'll have
to see. Yeah, we've been doing the day after.
All right. So we'll have to see if that's available.
So do you have the book?
21st?
Brad, do you have a book? You can go get the book.
What's in the book?
We have to schedule our post-referendum meeting.
I just like that.
Regardless of what happened.
Yeah.
Right, regardless of what
happened. Yeah, because we have to, if it passes, then we have to set the mill rate officially. Right. And
when it passes, on the 22nd, 20th, we will set
the mill rate on the 21st. When it passes, we set the mill rate. Just don't put a date with that.
So I looked quick. There's nothing on the 21st, according to the website, but Rodney will have the official book.
So we're looking at May 21st.
Discrete time. Monday 21st?
May
21st. May 21st should be a Wednesday.
It's wide open. Look at that.
Okay.
Now let's go get penciled in at like 7:15 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Special meeting.
7:15.
Consider and possibly act on setting the mill rate and the budget. The budget and the mill rate or whatever order.
We'll look into that too.
I don't know. I found it on the table. You can have it.
Yeah, we don't have to set the budget because that would be determined by the reference. So just the mill rate. Okay, do we need to vote on that?
It is a changing of it. Also, no. My mouth and brain won't function. Would you mind making a motion before
we... We'll make a motion to approve the revised budget calendar with the addition of a special meeting on 5/21/25 at 7:15. For the finance committee.
Yeah, that one I'll second. Thank you.
Okay, motion made by Amanda, second by Bob. Any further discussion? Seeing none and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions passed unanimously by the voting members present. And I guess I can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes, I will.
Second.
Before you adjourn, Kristen, I just forwarded what you had sent us. I forwarded to Ross and Amanda for as far as the Board of Ed, that budget report. So we'll see if they got it.
Yeah, let me look.
Yeah, we'll just hold a moment and check.
Hold on. Let's look at the mail. Where is the mail?
I'm not getting anything yet, but if it's big,
it might take a while.
To my town address?
Yes.
Oh, yep, I got it.
We'll see if things came over in the...
Not yet. Plus, I changed my password recently, so sometimes...
I got one without...
numbers, and sometimes it doesn't.
The one you just sent me, Jill, doesn't have pictures.
Huh.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Jill can't send you the one with the pictures because she doesn't have the extra permissions for size put on hers. That was the issue. I had to have special permissions put on mine to get it out.
Okay.
And only to certain people were they able to do that.
And so, you couldn't...
So I guess, I mean, I can share if we get to that, you know, if we can't figure out how I can get it to you guys, I can share the one with the pictures, and the one without the pictures is the one that can be copied.
Okay. Yep. Or did you try sending it to a zip folder and then sending it? It still was too big?
Yeah, it's because of the pictures.
All right.
Speaking of pictures, I have reports that...
Yeah, we don't need
it. I have to send them in part one, part two.
That's silly.
Yeah. Oh, God. And for every audit, I end up having to send... 5 billion emails to people, all the policies and stuff. All right, so make your motion again, because I didn't second it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because we kept
meeting. Sorry. Make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
That we're adjourned officially this time at 8:48.
All right.
Night. Night. Thank you.
Happy Easter, Good Friday, Passover, all of the above, and more.
We did Passover. That's it.